RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. A lot of women have husbands who can't do a thing around the house. But Alice is fortunate. She has a husband who can do things. How he does them is something else again. More about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor. You can play all your records easier and better on RCA Victor's new Victrola 3-speed automatic record changer. It plays any record, any speed, automatically. The center is the secret. When you want to play your favorite 78 or 33 and a third records, just stack your records on the spindle the way you would on an ordinary phonograph. When you want to play your modern 45 RPM records, you simply slide on the handy 45 spindle. Even a child can load it easily. And the large center spindle gives you the full advantages of RCA Victor's modern 45 system. Since the changer mechanism is inside the spindle, your records change from the center, the modern way, and change in a flash, too. Just 4 seconds from music to music. RCA Victor's new Victrola 3-speed automatic record changer is available in a compact attachment, a complete phonograph, portable Victrola player, and a radio phonograph combination. See, try, buy one of these top-quality Victrola instruments with a 3-speed record changer at your dealer tomorrow. It's the world's easiest playing automatic 3-speed changer. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Alice and Phil have invited Elliot over for an early Sunday dinner. And now as we look in, the three of them have just finished eating.
Ah, that was a wonderful meal. Ain't Alice a great cook, Elliot?
If you say so. Curly, I don't want to appear nosy, but what was that stuff we just ate?
Well, it was a typical Southern meal that Alice prepares for me every Sunday. We had boiled ham hock with hot sauerkraut, marinated hominy grits, hash brown hush puppies with whipped cream, and sweet and sour antelope meatballs.
Curly, please, I just ate.
Bad enough we have to eat this stuff without talking about it. Would you care for some more, Elliot?
I think I had enough. Now, shall we retire to the drawing room for coffee and stomach pumps? Alice, I don't want you to think it's any reflection on your cooking if I turn green.
Oh, I understand. I get a little chartreuse myself from this stuff.
All right, don't be snide. There's one thing I can't stand, it's a couple of wise, pale-faced Yankees. Alice, I enjoyed the food very much, and I'd like to show my appreciation.
Well, if you really want to show your appreciation, you can do the dishes for me.
I'd be glad to, won't we, Elliot?
No. I'd like to do the dishes, Alice, but you see, I can't put my hands in water because they get very soft. And when I try to play the guitar, I get a very soggy effect.
So that's why it always sounds like you're playing with a wet cigar butt. Now grab some dishes and carry them into the kitchen. We'll take care of them, Alice. You just relax, honey. Come on, Elliot.
Yeah. Fine thing. You invite me to dinner and I have to wash the dishes. When I sleep here, I gotta make my own bed. Lucky for you, I'm a moocher. I'd stop coming here.
Anytime you want to stop eating here, you're free to do so. You're not a very good tipper anyway. The dime you leave under the plate don't help.
Then why do you and Alice take it?
Well, I take it because I don't want to embarrass you. And Alice takes it because she figures a dime here, a dime there. All right, put the dishes on the drain board.
Righto.
I'll turn the garbage disposal on.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll get a couple of dish towels. In the meantime, You scrape everything off of the plates, Elliot, into the sink, and it'll go right down the disposal.
Okay. Said to scrape everything off the plates? Oh, well, he ought to know what he's doing. Well, I guess the silverware is done. Wonder where you take it out.
Elliot. Hey, Elliot, what was all that racket? What happened?
Nothing. I just scraped everything off the plates into the disposal, and the silverware made a little noise.
Oh, no. You're not supposed to put silverware in there. Now you've ruined the machine. Of all the stupid things to do.
Don't get excited. It's my responsibility. I broke it, I'll fix it.
Tilt! Don't you touch it.
Oh, Curly, it's a cinch. All you have to do is take the trap off underneath the sink.
I know, and I'll do it. No, it ain't gonna work. It's too tight to turn by hand.
Got a wrench?
No. No, look, just hand me that hammer and screwdriver on the shelf there.
All right. Here you are, Curly.
Thanks. Now I'll just tap that collar loose, and I know that...
What's all that racket in here?
I know that...
Phil, what are you doing?
I'm just hammering this pipe loose. Oh!
Oh, Phil, look what you did. You put a hole in the water pipe.
Nice carom shot, Curly. I love the way you banked the screwdriver off the drain pipe and sunk it into the water pipe.
Oh, Phil, just don't sit there. Do something. The water is pouring out of that pipe. Stop it!
Now, don't get excited. Don't get excited. We must remain calm and approach this scientifically. There's a hole in the pipe, and we can't stop the water from coming out. The solution is to get something to absorb the water as... I got it. Elliot, put your mouth over the hole and start drinking.
You expect me to drink water?
Close your eyes and pretend it's beer. You have a lovely time.
Phil, will you stop joking? The kitchen's getting flooded. See if you can find the main water turnoff.
All right, come on, Elliot. Let's go look for that turnoff.
And hurry, it's coming out faster.
Well, plug up the hole till we find the turnoff.
How?
Well, put your finger in it. Good, that stopped it.
Hey, Curly, where is the water turnoff?
Well, it's right out in the back. No, it's in the front. Maybe it's under the... Darned if I know.
Well, must be someplace. You got the plans of the house?
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a good idea. I got them in the living room. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Look, see, when I had the house built, I had the architect mark everything down so I'd know where things are. I got the plans in the desk drawer right here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, here they are. Aren't they pretty blueprints?
Yeah. You know how to read them?
No. Do you?
No. But that shouldn't stop us. Hey, here's something, Curly. See all those little arrows that lead up the street, turn into your walk, and go right up to the front door?
Yeah, that must be... No. Those were put there for me when I come home Saturday nights. They're phosphorescent.
Hey, Curly, how about this thing over here, this little square thing?
Oh, that? Oh, that's the cornerstone of the house.
What does the round circle in it represent?
That's one of my RCA Victor records. I had it buried in the cornerstone for posterity.
Which record is it?
I'm not sure. Wait till I dig it up and play it for you.
Oh, I'd love to hear it, Curly, but fortunately, we haven't got time now.
I guess you're right. Let's get back to what we were doing. What were we doing?
I don't know. We were looking for a water turnoff.
Why were we doing anything as dull as that? Oh, yeah. Hey, Alice has got her finger in that pipe. Hey, we'd better go in the kitchen and tell her that we can't find that turnoff.
Well, fellas, how'd you make out?
Well, we... Oh, honey... You look silly sitting under the sink.
Yeah.
All right, laughing boys. Can I take my finger out of this pipe now?
No, honey. We didn't find the turnoff.
But my finger's getting numb from this cold water.
All right. Take it out. I'll put my finger in for a while, until we think of something. Take your finger out. Well, take your finger out.
I'm trying. Oh, Phil, it's stuck. My finger must have swelled. I can't get it out.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
It certainly is. Alice, are you sure you're stuck?
I'm positive.
Curly, this seems like a splendid opportunity for you and me to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we can catch the 2 o'clock plane and be there in no time.
Phil, how about me?
You don't like to gamble. It's going to be too hot on the desert. You stay under your nice, shady sink, and I'll...
Phil! Phil, you stop clowning.
Oh, I was just doing that to keep your morale up, honey, until we can think of some way to get you out of there.
Hey, Curly, I got it. All you got to do is put your hand down through the top of the sink and down the drain till you reach her finger and you can work it out.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just reach down and wait. You put your hand down there.
All right, I'll do it. I don't know what you're worried about. The worst that could happen is that when you get your hand down there, you could get caught. Oh, I see what you mean.
Besides, our hands are too big to put in that small opening. We need somebody with a small hand.
Anybody home? It's me, Julius.
Here comes the monkey's paw now.
Hi, Mr. Harris, Mr. Lewis. Miss Faye, why are you sitting under the sink?
Well, I'm sitting here because I have my finger in the water pipe.
Oh. Now, should we try for the jackpot question, or you want to quit while you're ahead?
Julius, I'm a little ashamed of this, but you see, I put my finger in the pipe because...
You don't have to answer me if it's too personal.
Now, look, Julius,
I understand. You movie actresses have quirks. Some wear slacks, others smoke cigars. You like to sit around with your finger in a water pipe.
Now, look, Julius, this is not a quirk. My finger is stuck in the water pipe. Fellas, please, get it out.
Your finger stuck?
One of us will have to put our hand down the drain and reach her finger.
Yeah, one of us will have to put our hand down the drain.
And the one to do it is Julius.
Yeah, and the one to do it... What, are you soft in the head or something? I ain't putting me little mitt down no garbage disposal.
Oh, Julius, please do it for my sake.
All right, Miss Faye, I'll do it for you.
Then hurry, please. I can't stand this much longer.
Take heart, me lovely. Beaver Scout Julius Abruzio is coming to the rescue. The dangerous hazards of this mission shall not faze me. I shall unflinchingly go forward in the face of adversity, and neither wind nor snow nor rain shall stay this courier from the swift completion...
Stop yapping and put your hands down.
Please, I ain't finished with me heroic speech. And in the event that I don't come out of this garbage disposal alive, tell me, Mother, that I died for the stupidest cause in history.
Julius, please try to help me.
All right, I'll put my arm down there. Can't feel a finger.
Reach down further.
Okay. No, I'm down as far as I can go, and I still can't feel it. I guess my arm ain't long enough.
Just our luck to have a short wing grocery boy. All right, Julius, okay, pull your arm out.
Gladly. Oh, no. When will I learn to stay away from this place? I might have known this would happen.
Well, what's the matter, Julius?
I can't get my arm out, it's stuck.
Be my guest, kid.
He's stuck, too? Curly, they're getting hokey.
Yeah, very slapstick. I don't go for this kind of comedy.
I'm stuck in a garbage disposal, and they expect a yuck. Get my arm out of this drain pipe!
All right, a drain pipe? Hey, Curly, no wonder he couldn't reach Alice's finger. He's stuck in the drain pipe, and she's stuck in the water pipe.
You're right. The joke's on us.
Alice, will you cut it out? What about my arm?
Oh, we won't need it. You're in the wrong pipe. Just forget about the whole thing.
Forget it? How can I forget it? I'm up to my armpit in sink. Fellas, get my arm out.
I don't believe there's any way to get an arm out of a garbage disposal unit. What do you think, Elliot?
Well, we could take the sink off the wall, but I don't believe there's any way to get his arm out.
Fellas, please. You gotta get it out. I can't go through life carrying a sink on me arm. It'll kill me love life. Every time I put my arm around me girl, I'll crack a rib.
Elliot, the kid's right. We're going to have to find him a girl with the same affliction. Do you know any names like that, Elliot?
No, I don't believe I know any with their arm in the sink. But I do know one who got her elbow caught in a bar rail.
That's close enough. What'd she do, drop her olive? We'll get the two of them together, and then we'll get a plumber to marry.
Yeah, that's it. Call a plumber.
Well, don't you think you ought to meet the girl first and romance her a little? I mean, marriage can come later.
I don't want to get married. I want the plumber to get me out of here.
Oh, it's about time somebody had an idea. Phil, go call the plumber.
Okay, I'll call him, and
Curly,
I'll be...
Curly, are you crazy? This is Sunday, and plumbers charge double time.
Yeah. This would take about 4 hours.
Easily.
At $10 an hour, that's $40, plus material, portal-to-portal charges, and he'll forget his tools 2 or 3 times. This could cost $100, and
I don't care! Call the plumber!
Julius, $100 is a lot of money.
I'll pay for it! It's my treat!
In that case, call the plumber.
Wait a minute, why don't we wait till tomorrow? It's cheaper.
Now, Elliot, we can't wait. We got to get Alice's finger out of there.
Why?
I just realized it's her money-counting finger. I need that kid. Now, look, come on, we'll call a plumber.
All right.
There goes a nice pair. They got all the charm of a fish cleaner's apron. Miss Faith, this is a terrible predicament. Do you think we'll ever get out of this?
Oh, of course we will. Just don't get panicky. Tell you what, I'll sing to you, and you'll forget all your troubles.
I don't feel like hearing anybody sing.
Well, I'm going to sing anyway. Will you stay here and listen?
With me, I'm caught in a sink. Where can I go?
Oh, little blower, sweet little blower and glimmer. Now's the time to flash your news. Before you blow your little fuse.
Glow, little glowworm, fly a fire. Glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow. Swimmer.
Thou aeronautical bow weevil,
illuminate yon woods primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking.
Oh, I got a guy that I love so.
Glow, little glowworm, glow. You got a cute vest pocket Mazda, which you can make both slow or faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a guy that I love so.
be here any minute. Uh-oh, come in.
I'm the plumber. What's the trouble?
Well, it's the sink, and I want
you to... Don't tell me my business. I'll look at it. All right, get out of the way, kid.
But I can't.
I said get out of my way. Let me see now. Hey, seems to be something stuck in a drain.
That's my arm.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was a chicken leg with a sleeve on it. Oh, tell me something, kid. How long you been a sink stopper upper?
He was born that way. His mother was frightened by a plunger.
I don't think that's funny. Mister, can you get me out of this?
I don't know.
Well, if you can't help him, try to help me.
Okay, I'll try. Hey, where'd that voice come from? I could have sworn I heard a dame.
Oh, that's my wife. She's under the sink. You see, she's got her finger in the water pipe.
Your wife's got her finger in the water pipe, and your boy's got his finger in the drain. What are you raising here, a family of idiots?
Don't be a wise plumber.
Oh, please, mister. Please, mister, just get my finger out.
Okay, lady, Hey, wait a minute. You belong to a union?
No.
You don't? You got a lot of nerve sticking your non-union finger into a union pipe. I won't touch this job.
Well, can't something be done?
Yeah, join a union and call me back. So long.
Wait a minute, you can help me. I got a union arm.
What union you belong to?
The Delivery Boys Union.
Oh, sorry. That's CIO and we're AFL. See you around, folks.
He's a big help.
If you don't do something fast, my finger will be stiff for the rest of my life.
Never mind your finger. My arm will never be the same. And I was the favorite to win a Crisco can stacking contest this year.
Elliot, we got to do something in a hurry. We got to get them loose.
I got it, Curly. Let's call the fire department.
Yeah. They'll be over here just like that. Come on, I'll call.
All right.
Phil, when is the fire department going to get
here?
Honey,
be patient. Be patient. Be patient. We only called them 3 hours ago. They got to grease their pole and finish their pinochle game.
Who just called? Smith and Dale?
Please, we got a volunteer fire department out here, and we got to wait until they're in the mood. They'll be... Uh-oh. Here they come now. I'll open the door and let them in.
All right, Joe, get that ladder up the window. You fellas bring the hoses down there.
Mister, you don't need...
Stand aside, Bud, while I chop down the front door.
You don't have to chop it down. It's open.
Then close it so I can chop it down.
Why?
That's the way we learned it. That's the way we do it.
Hurry up. My wife's in the kitchen and the boys...
Oh, step aside. I'll bring them out. Oh, this is going to be a wonderful room to chop up.
Look, you can do that later. First, help my wife. There they are, right
okay.
There.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where's the fire?
There ain't no fire. My wife and this boy, they're stuck in the sink there, and I want you to cut them loose.
Are you kidding? We're firemen. We can't touch nothing unless it's burning.
It's got to be burning, huh? Curly, give me a match.
What for?
We'll start a brush fire with Julius.
Yeah, he ought to make a good blaze. No, we'd better not. He's too close to Alice, and she might go up with him.
Now, look, Mr. Fireman, will you please get my finger out of here? It's freezing.
Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I can't do nothing about cold fingers. Anybody ever gives you a hot foot, Paul?
Please, please. Do something about getting us loose.
Okay,
please.
Honey. Hey, wait. Hey, why didn't I think of this before? Alice, you got nothing more to worry about. Elliot, hand me that hammer. Well, I'm just going to tap that pipe, and maybe I can make that hole a little bigger.
Oh. All right. But be careful. Don't hit my finger.
Don't worry about nothing. Here we go. There it is. That pipe's starting to give a little. I'll just hit it a little harder, and then I'll get...
Oh, thank goodness. lift my fingers out.
But now you broke the pipe off completely. The kitchen's getting flooded.
Hey, run for your lives, everybody. The dam's busted. Everybody out.
What do you mean, everybody? I can't move.
No, but we can. Come on, let's get out that kitchen door, right? Oh. Oh, boy, was that a close one. I thought we'd never get out alive.
Phil, Phil, we can't leave Julius in there. He'll drown.
Yeah, won't he?
Alice, please, you gotta get me out of here. The water's rising fast.
How high is it?
It's up to me chest. Now it's up to me neck. Now it's up to me...
What'd he say?
He sets up to his bloop, 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 bloop.
That door and let the water out.
Okay.
Look, Curly, the water pressure ripped the sink from the wall. Hey, it's coming toward the door.
Hey, and Julius is with it. How you... Hey, Julius, how you doing?
How do you expect me to...
Hey, look at him go. He's floating right down the street.
Bon voyage, Julius.
Don't forget to write.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But first, let's listen to a selection from RCA Victor's new Artie Shaw album. Is one of the great selections in RCA Victor's new album of immortal performances. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra. In this album, you'll hear the clarinet mastery of Artie Shaw, the versatile style of his entire group on eight great tunes dating from 1938. If you prefer smaller ensembles, RCA Victor brings you another Shaw album, Artie Shaw and his Gramercy Five. Hear his Band Within a Band, starring jazz masters such as Billy Butterfield and Nick Fatool, play Shaw classics like Dr. Livingston, I presume. Both albums feature the contagious melody and the swinging rhythm that was the Shaw trademark in the 1930s and early 40s. Listen to these albums of immortal performances at your record dealers tomorrow. On RCA Victor's new 45 extended play records, each album costs only $2.80.
This is Phil again. The Big Brother movement is a service which brings a mature, intelligent, and well-rounded man into a personal, individual relationship with a growing boy who might otherwise lose his way in life. Its essential principle is one man and one boy. Would you like to be a Big Brother to a boy in trouble? In your own city or town, there's a boy who needs your sympathetic understanding and friendship. And you can help that boy find his way to a worthwhile future. For information, write Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 3, Pennsylvania. Thanks, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed were Hans Conried and Paul Fried. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Some of the finest performances ever recorded by Heifetz, Kreisler, Casals, and Rachmaninoff have become almost unobtainable over the years. But now, so that everyone may enjoy these historic musical events, RCA Victor is reissuing them in a new edition of RCA Victor's famous collector's issue. Available for the first time on 45 and long play, these immortal performances are at your RCA Victor record dealers now. Listen to them soon. They're collector's masterpieces that belong in every library of great music.
Next, hear Theatre Guild on the Air over NBC.